5:38 as we jump into the sports news. Now, before we get into the obligatory Olympic information, guess what happened to Michael Jordan?
I saw that. He's a new daddy.
Michael Jordan has twins. Well, his wife had twins. Michael Jordan
is... Considering it's the NBA, I'm happy that it's his wife.
second wife, I believe.
Well, yeah.
That's fine. It's all good.
Michael Jordan, of course, owns the Charlotte Bobcats, one of the owners of the Charlotte Bobcats. They're doing okay right now, right? You know, if your owner is Jordan.
Yes, but Michael Jordan has shown that he was a much better player than has been a owner or GM.
Yeah, whatever. His wife, Yvette Jordan, 35. Michael Jordan is 51. Just gave birth to twins. Woof. I hope he's in good shape, man, because when they're 15, he's going to be 66.
Yeah, Michael Jordan, doesn't he have some kid who's playing college basketball?
He does, or he was. I don't think he is anymore, but he was.
Who knows? Mm-hmm. All right, so there it is. That's a wide range. All right, let's talk about the Olympics, shall we?
All right.
Sad news. Shaun White, the Flying Tomato, didn't make it.
Right.
The U.S. did not pick up any new gold medals yesterday. We did earn another bronze and our first silver. But
Shaun White lost to a guy, a Russian-born guy who's snowboarding for Switzerland. His name is Yuri Podlachikova, and they call him iPod.
Cool.
And Shaun White faltered on a move that this winning guy invented. It's called the YOLO. Stands for you only live once.
Yeah, well, yeah. All right, so it's a shame. Shaun White was going to try and go for his third straight gold medal in the snowboarding halfpipe. Had he done it, that would have been an amazing stat that would be hard-pressed to repeat.
To show you how the rest of the world is catching up in snowboarding, this is the first time since the event was added to the Olympics that the Americans didn't get any medals.
Yeah.
Snowboarding is the equivalent of beach volleyball in the summer games.
Yeah.
These are borderline Olympic sports.
Or as Bob Costas called them, jackass sports that have been added to the Olympics.
I can understand why you would call it borderline. Now, when they're sliding down the rail and that kind of stuff in the beginning, yeah, I mean, that's the street kid aspect. But listen, when they're coming down and they're doing the air and that kind of stuff, that's pretty impressive. Now, the half pipe, I got it. Yeah, it's X Games stuff, but... Yeah,
that's what it is. It's X Games at the... It's something that should be sponsored by Red Bull place in the Olympics.
They want to get younger viewers and younger people interested in the Olympics.
I don't have a problem with it. It definitely takes athletic skill to do this. It truly does.
You can tell it's not legitimate if they are playing rap music in the background while people are competing. And we have this, what sounds like Russian rap going on in some of these X Games.
Okay, Grandpa.
Grab another Werther's Original while we finish this. Norway, here are the standings. Norway has 11 medals, 4 gold, 3 silver, 4 bronze. Canada, 9 medals, 4 gold, 3 silver, 2 bronze. The Nether Regions, 8 medals.
That would be the Netherlands.
The what?
The Netherlands.
Oh, yeah, sure. The Nether Regions, 8 medals, 3 gold, 2 silver, 3 bronze. The United States, 4th place, 7 medals, 2 gold, 1 silver, 1 bronze. Da Russia, 7 medals, 1 gold, 3 silver, 3 bronze.
I was just reading a piece from a reporter in Sochi that says the Netherlands, people from the Netherlands are partying better than any country there. Heineken has their own tent or their own hospitality room, and the speed skaters from the Netherlands know how to get down.
Now, do they get tested for alcohol? Can they? It's only illegal substances they get tested?
I think once their competition is done, they can stick around for a few days and let it all hang out.
Okay.
That's when the dispensary runs out of the condoms.
You see, I would love that if I was an athlete, that I would want my sport to be as early
as possible
in the Olympics.
Right. That's right.
Hey, I've got my medal or I bottomed out or whatever it is. It's day two. And, oh, look, the thing goes on for another week and a half.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
All right. Broken down with competitors by state, the United States sent 230 athletes to the Winter Olympics, which is a record number for us. California has 20. Colorado and Minnesota both have 19. New York, 18. Utah and Wisconsin each have 13. There's a brief breakdown of how many we're sending and from where.
Badgers well represented in speed skating and hockey.
Go Badgers!
Yeah, you know what? But where they're from is deceptive.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an athlete and you compete in one of these sports, you're going to live near a training center.
Most of the time,
that's why Colorado has a lot, and that's why Wisconsin has a lot of speed skaters that train down in Milwaukee, and the hockey players, of course, play here in Wisconsin.
Right, so New York's got a lot of athletes. It's not like they're from Queens. These are athletes that are living up near Lake Placid, where we have the Olympics and have all the stuff that they work out with.
Here are the states that have no Olympians in the games: Alabama, Arkansas, Delaware, Hawaii, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, New Mexico, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, and West Virginia. I would think that...
I'm an Oklahoman bobsledder.
You know, what about there's kayaking in the Summer Olympics, right?
There is.
Yes.
I think the West Virginians would be great at that, as long as there was somebody on the shore playing banjo.
those were canoes. Those weren't kayaks.
Paddle faster. I hear banjos. You know, Tom.
Got to get a letter from the one relocated West Virginian.
If you watched NBC's coverage last night, you saw Bob Costas, his expanding eye infection, finally took a night off. Matt Lauer and his incredibly odd hair replaced him. It's the first time since 1988 that someone other than Costas hosted the primetime Olympic telecast on NBC. Matt Lauer apparently, according to a rumor, demanded the crews completely clean and sanitize the step before he took
you?
Over.
You would.
Oh, God. I'd be walking in. I'd have one of those canisters on my back, pumping it, you know, like they do with the bug spray.
No trace of Costas here, please.
There is, thinking the rest of the world desperately wants their beer, when that's probably not true. There's a beer fridge in the Canada Olympic House in Sochi that only opens when you scan a Canadian passport.
They don't want the other countries to come in and drink all their labats.
Yeah. Back off. This is my moose urine you cannot have.
That's moose head. That's good beer. Come on.
Okay. There was a great moment of sportsmanship yesterday, apparently, when a Russian cross-country skier named Anton Gafarov broke a ski. It looked like he'd have to drop out of the race, but a Canadian ski coach ran over and gave him a spare ski.
Is that legal?
I guess
apparently
so. The coach's name is Justin Wadsworth. He helped Anton into the ski, which allowed him to finish. Justin said, quote, "I wanted him to have dignity as he crossed the finish line." These are the stories out of the Olympics that I love. You know, helping somebody.
Some
even
Canadian
when it's a
guy finishes in second place, thanks a lot, coach.
Yeah. And then poisons his secret stock of Canadian beer. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way after, well, let's say this.
Trying to stay in shape, though. I belong to a gym now. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't belong there at all, but I go. I go. There's big guys at the gym. Have you seen the big gym guys? You know what I'm talking about? Big gym guy. Big, like big pigeons just walking around. Always asking each other what part of the body they're working out to, you know, like, what are you working out today? Back and biceps. What are you working out? Ass and head. I had no idea. First time I went, they're like, what are you working out today? I was like, childhood issues? Is there a machine for that? They're big. They always want to give you a spot, too. And they yell at you, like, all you, all you. I'm like, some you. It's too heavy. A little bit me, mostly you. Too heavy.
Feedback at 8, The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on WSAU.